Lower interest rates, although a life jacket for those in debt or with home loans, have negative consequences for savers. The repo rate is currently at 3.5%, the lowest in the country's history. But with members of the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee subtly altering their collective stance on rates at their March meeting, where to from here for rates and money market returns? Well, I'm joined on the line to discuss this matter further by Talia Petosis. She's a portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Thanks very much for joining us, Talia. So the March Monetary Policy Committee meeting saw members vote to keep rates on hold. Why was that significant?
Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Sure.
Well, the reason why it's significant is because in their last three consecutive meetings prior to March, the committee members were actually quite divided on whether or not to cut rates further. So it was at the March meeting that they finally voted in unison to keep rates on hold. And what this likely signifies is their collective group sentiment that we are truly now at the bottom of the interest rate cycle.
Mm. So then what does that then mean? Does that mean the next move is going to be up?
Yes, presumably so. And their quarterly projection model would definitely suggest that. So what will likely happen is that they'll keep rates unchanged for a while as they sort of try to balance the weak SA consumer, you know, in a post-COVID world, against the threat of rising inflation. But beyond this, the next move in rates will need to be higher and possibly in the next year or so.
Now, we know that the Reserve Bank looks at foreign investors coming into South African capital markets. And, you know, there's the whole issue of the carry trade. That is how much return people can get on bonds in different jurisdictions. And that's part of the reason why the Reserve Bank would be reluctant to cut rates, especially if they see that the likes of the Fed are going to raise rates. In your view, do you think that's going to be a massive consideration for them going forward, especially now we've just seen the US inflation number come out at quite a high level, even though it's just one print?
Yes, that's correct. So, I mean, today we saw US inflation rising to 4.2%, which is quite high by developed market standards. And it's certainly higher than South African inflation, which is currently at multi-year lows of 3.2%. So the Reserve Bank definitely watches foreign investor behavior, and they are aware that in bonds and money markets, you know, foreign investors want to see stability of inflation to invest, and they also want to earn a positive real rate of return.
Mm.
So, I mean, the SA overnight rate of 3.5% contrasted against inflation of 3.2% might not look too compelling. I mean, certainly not against some other emerging market countries who are offering higher short-term overnight rates.
Mm.
I mean, that being said, as you point out, you know, our long-dated fixed income bonds are offering very high yields for foreigners. They're offering close to 11%. And coupled with that, the rand has been the best performing emerging market currency this year. So certainly there have been some good opportunities here for foreigners to make decent returns.
Yeah. So what does your crystal ball say about or tell you about the trajectory of interest rates in terms of them going higher? And ultimately, when that does happen, what does this then mean for local investors, especially in the money markets?
Well, definitely the next move will need to be higher. And as I said earlier, possibly in the next year or so. What does it mean for net savers in the economy? Well, it's negative. So those living off their pension fund, you know, in a fixed rate money market style product, they're going to have lower income prospects going forward. But then obviously on the flip side of the coin, you know, as you've commented, low rates are a lifeline for people taking on debt or struggling with mortgage repayments. So I guess the SARB always has to balance, you know, those two people in the economy.
So what does a savvy investor or a savvy pensioner need to do under these kind of circumstances? Do they need to begin to think about perhaps moving into equities a little bit as well?
Definitely. You know, they must definitely think about it, and they must evaluate it against their own ability to take on risk, you know, and what their goals are for their investments and whether or not they can sustain risk of capital loss going forward and therefore take on a riskier investment profile.
Talia, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. That was Talia Petosis. She's a portfolio manager at Allan Gray.